Blog Talk Radio.
Just a minute.
The time has come to tap into the power of nature, to change our heart and soul. Let's without heed sow seeds of peace. Too much violence, too much mopping, too much terror.
Compassion Radio. This is a special edition that we are celebrating Weed Out Hate Day. And my name is Jessie Ann Nichols George. Actually, you were listening to the Weed Out Hate song there at the beginning of the show, which is done by one of the two people that I have on today, and that would be Demeo Jackson. And he worked with getting that song together for us, and it's just a great piece that's going on. And some of you may have heard one of the other songs that he worked on, which is The King Code, when we did a show talking about Weed Out Hate Day recently. And you can certainly go back and catch those, by the way, in our archives. So I definitely want to make those known to you. And here at Activating Compassion Radio, we look at the different ways that compassion exists in our lives and how to remove our blocks, resistances, frustrations, and more. And we discuss all different types of things, how it affects our lives, the different areas of compassion. Some weeks we do exercises, practical implementations. And you can catch all those on our regular show. We do have the regular Activating Compassion show coming up later today. Matter of fact, it's going to be coming up in about 5 hours. So that's going to be really, really great. But today I want to get on because we're just doing a little short celebration here today. And what you want to do is, you know, make sure that you share this with people, because whether they're celebrating today or they get to it even in the next couple of days, you know, it's a good thing. And we also want to get people aware of it just so that they get used to celebrating this every year with us. So I've got two guests with me, Mark Daniels, who you're familiar with. And again, you can catch my interviews of him in our archives. And then also I have with me DeMayo Jackson, who is doing a lot of work on this Weed Out Hate project. And he is the number one Michael Jackson impersonator, by the way. So he's very, very cool. He's got some very interesting things coming in. And he's calling us all the way from, I believe it's Amsterdam today. And just, matter of fact, you know, I'm going to let the two of you take it over a little bit and fill in, you know, what's this Weed Out Hate Day about? And DeMayo, what's your role with this? And why was this something for you to come in and be a part of? And welcome to the show.
That's so nice to meet you. My name is DeMayo, just born in South America in Suriname. And I just want to say that Mark Daniels is a great guy. After reading his book, Heaven's Garden, which he wrote in Germany and Seed of Peace, and I just came in the energy and the power to write this song, Weed Out Hate. And since 2 years, I'm working with Mark, and I'm going to make an album, the whole Weed Out Hate project, and that's why I'm in Amsterdam now, and recording more songs for the album to bring it out as soon as possible. And my goal is that everybody in the world is going to be Weed Out Hate, going to be involved with Weed Out Hate, so that the world's going to be changed and getting more better than only war and hating people and having problems. So our wish and our dream is the same like Martin Luther King and Michael Jackson and other celebrities like Nelson Mandela. So we're going to do more. We're going to go to the people and just get the people always to see the peace, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, and I can say that Damien and I met in Cologne, Germany, 2-3 years ago, right in front of the famous Dome Cathedral in the center of the city. And it took about 2 minutes for us to agree upon the benefits of placing this concept, that of inspiring children to relate weeding the garden to the desire to root out bullying in the classrooms, rooting out social divides, rooting out racism, rooting out all the negative stuff that people see on television with the process of weeding a garden, making room or energizing the garden for enriching, just the same way that a gardener will throw yard waste into a compost bin and allow the compost to become superheated and transformed into nutritious soil amendments. This is what Weed Out Hate does for our kids. They take acculturated negative instincts or prejudices or bias, and they transform them into something that's very nurturing, very special, very powerful, and very connected. And in other words, that is the fundamental definition of activating compassion. Children learn how to activate compassion naturally and organically by connecting with nature, and they relate what goes on in nature, physical sense, to what goes on in their hearts and minds.
Very much, and I do want to encourage people to go to the other archives as well that we've done, Mark, because that we really got into the full explanation of the day itself and what's going on with it. And, you know, to me, this brings such a consciousness to the planet, and that's something that I've been working with a lot recently, of how little consciousness that we give. We go through our days, our mind's all full of this chatter and busyness, and we don't take the time to stop and bring this level of consciousness in.
And something I'd like to tell you about Damio, he's a very special soul. Artists, and particularly musicians, are very special soul that feel the inner rhetoric of nature pulsating on their hearts, and they relate this inner rhetoric that very few people can feel. Musicians like Damio feel this in their heart and soul, and they relate it in music and dance. And they do this in a way that the masses throughout society can relate to very strongly. And this is what's so interesting about the combination of meshing the power of music with the power of gardening. It's like a two-for-one experience in basically learning to swing in the rhythm of spring and shout out a garden jubilee. So not only is the gardener jazzercising or exercising into physical fitness, the gardener is exercising into spiritual fitness in harmony with the way the plants are doing. People talk about talking to your plants and singing to your plants. In this particular respect, this is the fastest way for any gardener to develop a greener thumb, or a non-gardener to become interested in gardening and develop his or her own green thumb. The plants will sing and dance as if by magic, in tune, in sync with the swing of the music and the beat of the gardener's intention.
The sunflower will dance with me, Mark.
Pardon?
Sunflower's going to dance with me, and Jesse too.
Yeah, the sunflowers are definitely dancing.
Dancing.
Damio, have you noticed any shifts in yourself in this? I mean, obviously you picked up his book, you read it, and, you know, that created or stirred something within you. But since you've been working on this project with Mark, has it done anything for you personally, for your career? Have you noticed shifts or changes in what's happening in your life as a result of this?
Well, I'm telling you, I'm just stop all the old stuff and just starting with this new stuff for Mark Daniels. And I put all my energy in the whole project now, and that's why I'm flying next month to Kansas City, to Las Vegas too. That's just why I'm in Amsterdam right now, finish the record, and I'm gonna hold stuff like my project, do the Without Hate project, because more fruits in the world, more love and happy.
And specifically, what Las Vegas is all about, once a year, the green industry, all the lawn and garden suppliers like Scott's Miracle-Gro and MTD lawnmowers and Bayer plant protection products, all these companies get together in Las Vegas at a trade fair where the Home Depots and the Lowe's and the garden centers visit to find out what's new. And we're going to be coming into the garden halls with a totally revolutionary concept in transforming the garden experience. In the same way that people who exercise overcome the monotony and the boredom by listening to music, and in the same way that department stores have developed a very finely tuned background music to stimulate the sales of their products, we're going to be introducing for the first time a spiritual jazzercising gardening music concept that people can listen to, download in their iPhones, that will get them into the rhythm of spring, while they're performing mundane gardening tasks, such mundane things as cultivation, tilling the soil, weeding the plants, weeding the beds, feeding the flowers, watering, will transform themselves into an exercise into weeding out hate and sowing the seeds of peace and love. That's what his song. Is going to how it's going to transform everything, and it's something very special. I briefed Damio about 10 minutes on this thing, and he came up with lyrics and melodies and rhythms and beats that were far ahead to any expectations that I might have had. And after he wrote and produced the song, I explained to him just how much clearer and more precise his music and his feeling for the beat of nature helped better define what I was trying to describe with words.
Well, and that's amazing to be able to come up with it so quickly. You know, it's so fast and all of these things. And I agree, you know, music is such an incredible catalyst in this area. And it shifts us so easily and so quickly. And I think really people will get a 10-for-1 participating in this day and bringing this not just through today. And I think that's the key. Today is like, you know, like a Mother's Day or, you know, other holiday in the sense that it brings our awareness, but we need to carry it through ongoing throughout the year.
What is it they say? Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Well, today, as far as your listeners are concerned, is the first day of a transformation of everything in all of our lives. Because in the years since I've been doing Weed Out Hate, I've come up with a couple of very powerful tools that are now accessible and available to your listeners. If you go to weedouthate.org and then go to the shop, your listeners can find our classroom gardening seeds, our sunflower peace seeds that we've been talking about, on several Activating Compassion shows. For the first time, they're going to be able to get them for themselves. And just insert, if you're interested in this, just shop for it. Go to the checkout and insert in the coupon box the word Selma. And you're Selma, as in Selma, Alabama, and you're eligible for a 50% discount. And once more, I have a live chat feature in which, through this show beginning now, the first person who connects with me and chats with me, I'm going to be giving away a lot of free stuff while we're talking, just to people who decide to go to the site, go to the shop, and begin and just say, "Hey, Mark, I heard you on the Activating Compassion. I'm reaching out to you," and I'll say, "Good, you just got yourself a CD, a $10 value."
And there's lots of stuff that you've been giving away or are giving away in this process of celebrating today.
I've
got some books out there, a pair of my books, as well as other factors. That we put up there and other people's books and things. And I think this spans over into the spiritual realm as well. And just bringing in for some of my listeners how I tie this in with some of the things I do, we're on what's known as an 8th vibration year, which is very deep, personal, spiritual, inward work as well as the outward work, but it's going deep, deep, deep. And that 8th vibration year in this context means that we really need to take it out of ourselves and out of our world on this deeper level. Damio, you are not only a Michael Jackson impersonator, but the number one Michael Jackson impersonator. And so tell us, is there a connection for you? Do you, between bringing that Michael Jackson energy in and this project?
Of course, Michael Jackson is always involved with all those things I'm doing, and he is he inspired me from over 30, 40 years already, and because of him, I got more energy and more power to create videos, bigger.
Yeah, and he did. He initiated, you know, I remember way back when, videos and things like that were incorporating people of a variety of different backgrounds and races and cultures. And it's very interesting. I know as I travel around, even just the U.S., I see these different pieces, and I feel most comfortable in those areas that are culturally diverse. Not one race, not another race, but culturally diverse. And I think that's a big part of what he worked for as well.
Right. Yes. Mark, can you tell us more about that?
Oh, absolutely. And the beauty of Weed Out Hate is it's kind of like the antithesis of the 70s. Whereas everyone grabbed their arms around in a friendship circle and they prayed and meditated for love. What we do and what makes us different is that we seek out and find people of different religions and races to grab on a symbolic weed of hatred and find out just how much easier it is to extract that weed from the garden by pulling together. This pulls us all together. And frees ourselves inwardly and outwardly to plant seeds of love and peace. And when kids see this ugly weed for the first time, and then I tell them, hey, this used to be inside of us. And then over time, when they see the germinating sunflower blooming in the garden, they can imagine, they can visualize how this blooming sunflower is blooming within them too. And this is the significance of the metaphor. And the other thing I want to bring up is the significance of this day. This is for Jews the first evening of the Pesach, for the Passover Passover holiday. For Christians all around the world, it's Good Friday. But it's all and for people who follow Martin Luther King, it is the anniversary of his prophetic mountaintop speech, in which he said he's been up the mountaintop and he's seen the promised land. He may not get there with us, but we as a people will get to the promised land. Well, some 50 years later, this is an opportunity for all of us to connect with that spirit that he felt and to take the first steps to spiritually get into our inner promised land. Damio and I, just two, 3 weeks ago, were in Selma, Alabama during the bridge crossing where Bloody Sunday happened 50 years ago. And I found myself being interviewed by a TV reporter about the significance of this day for a white person. I said, it doesn't really matter whether you're white, Chinese, Indian, or African-American. We're all human beings. We're all the same soul. And we find ourselves given a choice either to cross over the river of racism into a series of Bloody Sundays, or to rise above it. And to be hurled forward into the promised land, and that's the beauty of this.
And I think that is such a great point. And there's so many people that go through the world going, I just don't understand why this isn't working or that isn't working, and they are not making the connection to, if you want to say, spirit, God, divine, whatever your word is, out there. And this is the way that we do it. We do it by joining together. We do it by laying down the sword, so to say. We do it by removing the weeds.
Oh, absolutely. And it all begins with me. It all begins with us individually going outside in our garden, even if there's no one else there, and rooting out that first weed and planting that first seed. That's the first step, and that's why this entire process is a lot different than most, is that without the gardening element, without physically going outside and taking the minimal amount of effort to pull out a weed, that is just it's just empty rhetoric. It's like every other type of meditation or prayer. It takes the combined act of reaching out and pulling out that weed individually and collectively, and then putting something back in its place that can allow us to germinate and bloom our inner garden.
Okay, so I've got a grand vision for the future with this. And I've got a vision that I'm going to put a seed out there for you, Mark, that in the future we're going to be having this day broadcasted of how people are celebrating this across the U.S., not just pulling the weeds, but gathering. They'll be singing Damio's songs. They'll have them playing in the background as they're doing this, and we'll see chains of hands linked together of all different cultures and races and ages across the nation doing this.
And
so
around
I'm
the world.
Forward to seeing that.
And around the world.
And around the world. That's what through all the nations doing this.
And
so I look forward to seeing that broadcast that comes up. What do you think, Damiel?
Now, next year we're going to be with you live on stage, live on the road. we're going to dance and sing live with you.
That's it. Dancing and singing and letting go of all of that hatred junk out there and breaking down the barriers that we've held for too long.
All I can say is, haters beware. As strong as your hatred is, we've got the ultimate hate-busting music in Damio Jackson that will transform all your negativity and all your darkness that you try to spread and all the fear that you try to bring out into our hearts and souls. Haters beware. We're going to transform all that negativity into connective spiritual energy. That is the power of Damio Jackson's music and dance.
I am all for it, Mark, and I'm so glad that we could come here because I know that you've heard from a lot of people around different things that they're doing, and you've been getting to see some of the photos that have been coming up, and, you know, we're really looking forward to sharing and giving out things to listeners, and why don't you sum up with, again, how people can connect with you, and you said the first person that connects with you will receive some really great stuff.
Yeah, just send me an email. I'll make it real easy. Mark, M-A-R-C, at weedouthate.org. And just send me an email, and I'll do this. And I have a very special request of you, Jesse. Will you do me the honor of going out in the yard and pulling your first weed and taking a selfie?
I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to have to find a yard to go out into, which I'm sure I can somewhere, seeing that I'm traveling. I don't have my own yard right now, but I will definitely have to get out and
Well, let's pretend you're a spiritual guerrilla gardener. Let's pretend you're a spiritual guerrilla gardener and go into somebody else's yard and root out their weed.
I can do that. I can do that, definitely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely, Jeff.
Well, I want to thank you, Jesse, for having us on. Damio, I want to thank you for calling us all the way from Amsterdam. Wow, it's like Plant Central where you are. Nowhere else in the world are there many bulbs and plants and flowers grown as in per square inch as in Amsterdam and the rest of Holland.
And Alsmeer. Alsmeer is the biggest flower export from all the world.
And it's been a real pleasure. Yeah, it's been a real pleasure to have both of you on the show and sharing this. And this show alone is just one sample of how we can gather all around the world and bring people together of all different cultures and get this in motion on stronger, bigger, giant levels. And as Mark says, beware, haters, because we're going to weed you out.
we're going to transform your hate into love.
We're going to transform it into love. Absolutely. I'm all for the transformation. And And I want to thank you so much for being here. And again, everybody can catch our regular shows. You're very welcome. Everybody can catch the regular shows of Activating Compassion coming up later today in just a few hours. And every Friday we have that going on. And we're going to go ahead and close out with the Weed Out Cake song. And if you have been listening, and I encourage you to share this because everybody needs to hear it. Take care, everybody. Have a great Weed Out Hate Day.
The time has come to tap into the power of nature, to change our heart and soul. Let's weed out hate, sow seeds of peace. Too much violence, too much mopping, too much terror.